Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Parasottle Speedway podcast number 17 for the 2016 season. Getting down to the short strokes of this year, and we're going to talk about that in this podcast. We're going to talk about this Saturday night's PASCAR Champions Night, the 21st annual Budweiser Oval Nationals presented by All Coast Construction, just 2 weeks from this week, and the upcoming winter series at Parasottle Speedway. You guys who love any type of racing, you're going to be glad to hear we got some winter dates again for the second year in a row. Let's start off with the PASCAR Champions Night this Saturday night. We're going to tell you how it works, how you get there, and what they're going to get for their hard-earned driving talents. Starts off, four classes of PASCAR. That's a modified, street stocks, super stocks, and factory stocks are all going to be racing for their championship. Before I forget, I need to mention, the CDCRA dwarf cars are also going to be racing this Saturday night. How it works is a driver who has won a main event in the first seven races of the year automatically qualifies for this Saturday night. Now, if a driver has won more than one main event, that means we open up spots at the back. We fill those up with the high point drivers who have not won a main event. What we do, we're going to have six or seven drivers in each class going for the championship. If you won a main event and you could only miss, after you signed up for the championship, there was the first night, then there was April 11th. You couldn't miss two nights. You missed two nights, you were done. If you missed one night, you were still in the battle for the title. So those drivers in those classes who won main events and others who got in on points, they're going to be going for the championship this Saturday night. There'll be full fields of cars like always, but there'll be a select group of drivers, just like NASCAR Winston Cup when you get down to the last race of the year. The highest finishing driver of the eligible drivers in each class will be crowned the championship for 2016. The drivers who are already seated into the main events for this Saturday running for the championship, they do not have to run heat races this Saturday night. All the other cars are going to have to run heat races. The way the main events will line up, and each main event, by the way, this Saturday night is 30 laps. So all divisions are going 30 laps. All PASCAR divisions, I should say, are going 30 laps this Saturday night. The driver with the most wins in each class will start on the pole. Second most wins starts outside him, third most, and so on, back through position six or seven. After we get done with the winners, that's when we fill it in with the high points drivers who have not missed a race all year. So you're going to have those six or seven guys. The guy who's been on top of the heat most of the year is going to be starting on the pole. If we got two guys tied on the amount of wins, then that would go to their points after that. So say guys had three wins each, and one guy had 265 points, one guy had 259. The guy with the three wins and the 265 points would start on the pole. As we said, each main event's going to be 30 laps. Winner gets some nice stuff. The champion, I should say, gets some nice stuff. They're going to get a champion's jacket. They're going to get a champion's trophy. They'll get those at the first race next year. And each champion also gets a $1,000 bonus. That's on top of their regular purse. So that's pretty darn cool to do that. I'm going to run down the drivers right now who are going to be eligible for the championships this Saturday night. And it's crazy when you look, we have four divisions. The street stocks, there's seven drivers. All but one of those drivers has won a championship in the past. You go down to the super stocks, modifieds, and American factory stocks. All four of those divisions with six or seven drivers and each going for the championship this Saturday night. Only one driver has won a championship in the past. Let's start off with the street stocks. Going for the title this Saturday night, Big George Bolden. He won the championship back in 2002. And we're talking street stocks again. Stephon Davies, he won the championship in 2011. Curtis Dietz, he's the only guy who has won the championship more than two times. He won in 2007, 2008, and 2010. He won the first race of the year. He's eligible for the championship this season. Luke Dodd out of Riverside. Now, Luke won our regular stock car class for the first time back in 2000. That basically morphed into the street stock. So he won in 2000, then he won it again in 2013. Riverside's Eddie Gurwell, he's eligible. He won in 2014. And the defending champion, Blaine Whitson, he won the championship in 2015. Only driver in the street stocks who's going for the championship, who has never won it before, that is Chris Leventis. He's out of Rancho Palos Verdes. Now, we told you there's one other driver in the three remaining classes who is a repeat pass car champion or who's won a pass car championship in the past. That's Dennis Wooldridge in the Superstocks. He won in 2013-2015. He is eligible for the championship in the Superstocks this Saturday night. Other Superstock drivers who are eligible, Billy Griffin out of Buena Park, who dominated the class early in the season, Beaumont's Ricky Lee, Mike Lurwell, John Mansparger, England native, Andy Morton, and Danny Webster out of Cherry Valley. In the modifieds, we have a father-son combination racing for the championship, the sheriff, Brandon Becker, and his father, Chuck Becker. Now, let's just clarify something here right now. Chuck Becker has already won the Paris Auto Speedway IMCA Modified Championship for 2016. He can also win the Pass Car Modified Championship. Why there's two championships is there's two races after the modified point season closes, and those guys wanted to race for points. We did that last year, and Kevin Hocking won both the IMCA Modified Championship and the Pass Modified Championship. Chuck Becker's going to try to do that this year. Other modified drivers eligible for the championship, Mike Kirby, Kyle Morris, who won the season opener, Dennis Stout Jr., Dale Underwood, and Big Bear's Billy Wormsbacker. Final class going for their championships tonight, the American Factory Stocks, eligible to run for the title, James Altman Jr. out of Lake Elsinore, rookie Tom Baumgartner from Montclair, the guy has won more main events this year in the Factory Stocks than anybody, Todd Fassler, he's out of El Cajon, Jeff Gillum, Nick Kelly, Mike Lurwell, and Norco's Alyssa Smith. Alyssa was the El Nino Winter Challenge Series champion in the Factory Stocks last year. So those are all the drivers going for the titles this Saturday night. They're not the only drivers there. Once again, as I said earlier, we'll have full fields of cars, and these are the guys who will be running for the championships. 21st Annual Budweiser Oval Nationals. This race started back in 1996. I think it was October 18th and 19th that year. It was a good two-day show. Who could ever have dreamed it would morph into what it has? It is the number one traditional sprint car race in the nation. It matches the West Coast superstars against the Midwest superstars from Indiana, Illinois, and that area. They only come together one time a year in traditional sprint cars. And I say traditional sprint cars, I mean cars without a wing. That is at the 21st Budweiser Oval Nationals. The date on that one is November 10th, 11th, and 12th. Now, November 10th and 11th, those are the preliminary nights. Big races. They pay points. Every single night pays points for the USAC National and CRA sprint cars. The winner on Thursday and Friday is going to take home $5,000. It'll pay $500 to start each of those nights. The winner on Saturday night, November 12th, is going to take home $25,000. It'll pay $1,000 to start on Saturday night. So far, we have 49 entries. It looks really good. 49 entries. Two of the cars are backup, so actually it'd be 47 cars racing right now. And we're sure to push it over 50, as there'll be some entries that were just coming in late in the mail, slow in the mail. So it should be more than 50 entries for the 21st Annual Budweiser Oval Nationals presented by All Coast Construction. We have 10 past titles represented in the field. Now, some of the best news I got yesterday, that was Wednesday, October 27th. The newest entry list had the only three-time winners of the Oval Nationals. We got them on the same day, Lincoln, Indiana's Dave Darlin and Campbell, California's Bud Cading. It'll be good to see Bud back, as he's missed the last two or three Oval Nationals. The other champions who are entered, Damian Gardner, he's won two Oval Nationals in the past, Mike Spencer and Illinois driver Chris Windham. Those are all your title drivers or past winners of the Oval Nationals. I should say, not past winners, but past titles of the Oval Nationals represented this year. Want to tell you something else about the Oval Nationals? Let's stop for a second. There's a couple guys trying to sew up championships. Brady Bacon, the famous Hoffman Racing number 69, is going to try to sew up his second USAC National Sprint Car Championship at the Oval Nationals. He comes to the West Coast. I say comes to the West, I should say, because they race in Arizona next week before they come to the Oval Nationals. Brady has a good size lead in the championship standings. Cars are mathematically eligible to catch him. With five nights of racing, they could. We'll see what happens. He's got one hand on the trophy already. Likewise, Damian Gardner seeking his fifth USAC CRA Sprint Car title, including his fourth in a row. He leads Richard Vanderweerd by 107 points going into next weekend in Arizona. So Damian trying to sew up that championship four times in a row. If he gets that fifth one, that'll tie him with Mike Spencer for the all-time lead in the USAC CRA Sprint Car Series. Now, if you're a veteran of the Oval Nationals, you know there's camping available on the fairgrounds. It's $25 a night. The campground should open on Wednesday the 10th or possibly even Tuesday the 9th. Call the office. They'll give you the details on that, 951-940-0134. Once again, camping information, 951-940-0134. Oval Nationals veterans, you also know that the night before the first night of the Oval Nationals, that'd be November 9th this year, the annual practice session at Paris Auto Speedway, that is free for fans in the grandstands. There'll be $2 beer, $2 soda, and $2 pizza. Once again, that's November the 9th. I'll get this right sooner or later. It's $2 soda, $2 beer, $2 pizza for the practice night. Gates should open about 5 p.m. Cars will be on the track at 5:30 or 6. Now, this practice is for Oval Nationals cars only. You know, in the past, we had Lightning Sprints. We had Senior and Young Gun Sprints. We had 360 class run with the Oval Nationals. Fans spoke, and they said, you know what? We only want 410 sprint cars. Big Mike Gross went from All Coast Construction, who helps with this race so much. He agreed with that. Don Kazarian agreed, so it's three straight nights of racing, 410 sprint cars only, and four nights in a row when you include the practice of 410 sprint cars only for the 21st annual Budweiser Oval Nationals. Between this weekend's pass car race and the Oval Nationals, there's no race November 5th at night at Paris Auto Speedway. However, in the daytime, if you need your racing fix, the SoCal Oval Carters will be in action. It'll be their final oval race of the year at Paris Auto Speedway. And it is, I believe, the spectator gates will open at 9. Cars should be on the track for practice at 11 or 11:30. Now note, if you want to come out and watch that, the grandstands and concession areas are not open for that race. You come around to the back pit gate, it's $10 to get in. Bring a cooler, bring a chair, and you can sit there and watch a full day of racing, of kart racing. And talking about the SoCal Oval Carters, you got guys racing there like Brody Roa, who is currently fourth in USAC CRA points. He didn't start with the Oval Carters, but he has raced with them before. Cody Nye, who is third in the California Lightning Sprint Car Series points this year, the leading rookie. He also is a champion. Actually, last year was the open class champion with the SoCal Oval Carters. So you come on out, you're going to see some big stars of the future in the SoCal Oval Carters. That's November 5th, Paris Auto Speedway. Gates open at 11, cars on the track. Gates open at 9, cars on the track, 11 or 11:30. It's $10 to get in. Bring a chair, bring your cooler, and enjoy the day. Last year at Paris Auto Speedway, we had the El Nino Winter Challenge Series. We had the series. We didn't have the El Nino, though. Hardly rained all winter long. So this year, we're changing up the name to the Winter Heat Series. It's going to be five dates like it was last year's. It's going to feature the Super Stock, Street Stocks, Modifieds, and American Factory Stocks. Now, the first date is going to be December 10th. They're all Saturdays. I believe the first race will start at 3 in the afternoon every day. Check the schedule on that one to be sure. We come back in January. On January 7th and January 21st. And in February, we're going to be there 2 days. That's going to be February 11th and February 12th. These races, for the most part, are unsanctioned. The Super Stocks, Street Stocks, and American Factory Stocks are unsanctioned all five dates. Modifieds, they're unsanctioned at the December 10th race. The two races in January, the two races in February, Those are IMCA modified point paying races. They pay points for the past championship for 2017. They pay California State Championship points for 2017. They pay for the Western Regional Group points and the national points. Once again, IMCA, those are going to be full points paying races in the winter series on January 7th and 21st and February 11th and 12th. Coming up, we'll be releasing the Parasol Speedway full 2017 schedule. That'll be on Oval Nationals weekend in 2 weeks. Once again, that full schedule comes out in 2 weeks. I'll tell you about something a lot of people have asked for a lot of years at Parasol Speedway, and it's going to happen next year. AMA, the National Flat Track Series, will make its first ever appearance at Parasol Speedway. That's the Grand National Flat Trackers. That's going to be, I believe it's the date is October 7th during the Southern California Fair. There'll be a lot more information coming out about that one, and it's about time. AMA National Flat Track coming to Parasol Speedway in 2017. As we close this one out, I want to remind you about all our social media efforts. Please check those out and sign up for them on Facebook, Instagram, Google+, and YouTube. We're Parasol Speedway. Once again, Facebook, Instagram, Google+, and YouTube, it's Parasol Speedway. On Twitter, it's Parasol SPDWY. We update those all year long, especially Facebook and Twitter, which normally it's at least 5 to 7 times a day. We look forward to seeing you this Saturday night and at the Budweiser Oval Nationals in 2 weeks. This Saturday night, once again, Pass Pursuit Championship. Spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. The first race will be at 6:30. Street stocks, super stocks, modifieds, American factory stocks, and the CDCRA dwarf cars. Once again, spectator gates open at 5 this Saturday. First race is 6:30. If you hear this late, when I say this Saturday, I'm talking about October 29th. My name's Scott Delosio. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the races this Saturday night, the go-kart races, and the 21st Annual Budweiser Oval Nationals, presented by All Coast Construction.